If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
Welcome back to Gabbing with Gib. I'm your host, Gibson Johns. And if you've been following me on Twitter for the past several years, you know that for the past year and a half, 2 years or so, I've been binge-watching Married to Medicine from the beginning. And I'm not a big going back to the beginning and watching a show type of person, especially when there's been so many seasons of a show, because I just get so intimidated. You know, if there's been 3 or 4, 5, it's a little bit easier to handle. But if there's been 7, 8, 9, 10 seasons of a show, I get stressed out thinking about it, even if I know I would love it. Even if a million people have told me to watch it, I get so in my head about how am I going to fit this in? You know, there's already so many current shows that I watch. But with Married to Medicine, it was one of those recurring things of like, no, this is one of the best shows on Bravo. It's an amazing cast. They're so consistent, yada, yada, yada. And at a certain point, I was just like, you know what? I have to see what this is all about. I can't be like a self-proclaimed Bravo expert and not at least see what the show is all about, test it out. And I was pretty much immediately hooked on Married to Medicine when I started watching it from season one. You know, this group is just so well balanced. I mean, they have 4 original cast members still on the show in this upcoming 10th season. And Dr. Heavenly joined in season 2, and she is still on the show. She's essentially like kind of like the Sonia Morgan, like not officially an OG, but essentially an OG of the show. So that's 5 women who have essentially been around for the entire show's run, and they're still going strong in season 10. There are still interesting dynamics. They are still delivering the laughs. They're still opening up their lives in new and unexpected ways. And I mean, I've cried watching this show. I've laughed watching this show. There have been certain reunions when you've honestly don't even believe what you're watching almost. It's that great of reality TV. I mean, in one of the season's reunions, Simone comes in and basically says, I just filed for divorce from my husband, Cecil. And by the end of a three-part reunion, that there are tears, there are storm-offs, there are kind of sitting on laps, there are kind of, it has the whole nine yards in this one reunion. By the end of the reunion, she calls off the divorce. So she went into reunion saying she was going to get divorced, and she comes out of the reunion after a group therapy session, essentially saying, no, I'm no longer going to get divorced. And you know what? 5 or 6 years later, they are still together. You know, like, this show is unreal, and I'm obsessed with it. I am not a fast binge watcher, but I completed it in time for season 10 to premiere this coming Sunday, November 5th at 9:15 p.m. after the Potomac premiere. And it's just such an amazing show. And it was a long binge watch, but the reward for me at the end of this was knowing that I would hopefully be able to interview some of the cast members. And that's exactly what we're making happen. So on today's episode of Gabbing with Gib, we have an interview with Dr. Heavenly Kimes, who, as I mentioned earlier, joined in season 2. And she's one of those people that just is made for TV. She is so fucking funny. She is an amazing confessional artist. She is not afraid to stir the pot. She is not afraid to make mess on these shows. And she knows that that's what keeps them going. And so she is going to do it. She has her own YouTube channel where she has people on for live streams and interviews. And she'll answer really shady questions and she'll give shady answers. And those have been plot points on the show. And it's just, you know, she knows what it takes to make a great TV show, great reality TV show. And she continues to deliver. And I watched the premiere for season 10. And that is no different now than it was when she joined in season 2. In fact, she's even better at it now, obviously. Before I get to my interview with Dr. Heavenly, there are two really interesting threads from Married to Mez in season 10 that are worth noting. One is that Phaedra Parks, yes, from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, most recently she popped up on the Berkshires season of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. She is joining the cast. She is dating somebody who's a doctor. In the premiere, we don't get to see his face. They block it out with emojis, so I'm not really sure what that's all about. I hope that changes. But she joins the show, and she's already kind of adding an interesting dynamic to the mix. And also joining the show, which honestly shocked me when I saw this floating around on social media. While I was binge-watching, I tried to avoid a lot of spoilers. I didn't look up any of the cast on Instagram. I really tried to avoid kind of any current updates on the cast or the show because I... you know, that can ruin some of the things for you as you're going back in time to watch. I did see that Contessa was no longer on the show, which I was a little bit disappointed about because I think that she, when the core cast remains so strong in a show like this, it makes it more difficult to add somebody who sticks and lasts and then has what it takes to keep up. And I think Contessa, she was on for 5 seasons. She had that. But I did see also while this season was filming that Dr. Greg, who was Quad's ex-husband, we saw him earlier on early seasons before Quad and Greg got divorced. He was around and then he disappeared for several seasons. He is back on the show with his new fiance, now wife, Letitia, or they call her Sweet Tea. And she's much younger. She is very Texan and she brings a really new flair to the show and obviously a really intriguing, you know, plot device and kind of curveball for not only Quad to deal with, but also for the rest of the women to deal with, you know, balancing loyalty to Quad, a longtime friend with this new woman, and Dr. Greg, who they've all known for a long time, but he hasn't really been in the mix, obviously. Those are two extremely interesting things to obviously keep an eye on as we go into season 10 of Married to Medicine. So if you're not watching the show, I recommend going back and watching from the beginning or just jumping in now. I mean, I think it is really rewarding to follow along for these women's stories from start to where we are now. Don't waste time. Get on this train. It is a fantastic show. I promise you, it's really like a deeper, more sometimes rewarding Real Housewives show. So anyway, I chatted with Dr. Heavenly for about 15 minutes before the premiere. We talked before BravoCon, which is this coming weekend, as is the premiere for season 10. She seemed to be in a good place. You know, she's definitely like, it's like kind of like a wait and see, but she threw some interesting little like read between the lines comments into this interview. And again, if you're a Married to Medicine fan, I'm sure I hope you'll like this interview. This is my first ever Married to Medicine interview, and I hope to do more in the future. So if you liked what you heard, if you have other people you want me to talk to from Married to Medicine, if you have questions you want me to ask next time, leave them in the comments, tweet me, DM me, comment on Instagram. I want to hear from you guys. So anyway, you'll really enjoy my interview with Dr. Heavenly Kimes. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gib on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram or TikTok. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Give us a 5-star review. Again, this is an independent podcast, completely new, and 5-star reviews help us so much. So if you're enjoying what you're hearing so far, please, please give us some feedback. And watch the Married to Medicine season 10 premiere on Sunday, November 5th at 9:15 p.m. I want to gab. All right, so we are here with Dr. Heavenly Kimes, one of the stars of Married to Medicine, who has been a cast member since season 2. I've spent the past year and a half binge watching Married to Medicine from the beginning for the first time. I know I'm late to the game, but I'm happy to be here now, and that's what matters most. And so I'm so excited to get to talk to Heavenly now ahead of season 10, which premieres on November 5th at 9:15 p.m. Dr. Heavenly, how are you? Thanks for being here.
Hey, how are you, Gibson? How are you? Thank you for having me today.
Of course. So I've been on a journey with Married to Medicine for the past 2 years, as I said, and I can't believe how late I am to this game. Like it's truly one of the best casts on this channel, if not the best. What do you think sort of explains the longevity of so much of the cast of Married to Medicine?
I think because we're so different from the rest of the reality TV shows in that we're professionals. I mean, there's not any place you can go to see that many Black professionals on a reality TV show, and you get a bit of everything. You get the reads, you get the shade, you get the medical advice, you get the, you know, you get to see us in our offices. I do dental work. And you see the insides of people's families, that everybody goes through the same stuff. You know, right. Whether you're a doctor or you a housewife, you go through the same.
Totally. So you joined in season 2, but I feel like you might as well be officially an OG. Honestly, that's how I think of you as it relates to this show. And, you know, I think what's interesting is that the core of this cast has remained so strong, regardless of what else is sort of going on or what the dynamic is that season. But I think because of that, it can make finding somebody to add to the show, to add to the group, who can stick around and sort of mesh well with you guys, that much more difficult. What do you look for in a cast member that really works with this group? Because Contessa, for example, was around for 5 seasons and it worked. So what makes a new person work in this group and makes it so they can stay around?
You know, 5 seasons, you could say that was a success.
Yeah, totally. I agree.
But all of we're real friends. I mean, you know, I might have it with Toya, but I know I can call her tomorrow and she do anything for me and vice versa. It may look like me and Quarter in a while, but we're sisters. You know, y'all know I love Dr. J. We're real friends. We really love each other and we really know, you know, each other, our husbands. And I think that's the difference.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to remind yourself sometimes, like if things get really intense or really dark at some points that is true at the end of the day, that you are sisters, that you are family, or is that always just like in the back of your head? Like, we'll eventually be fine.
I feel like, you know, talk to somebody else, but I feel like we'll eventually be fine. I mean, honestly, you're mad in that moment, but once you think about it, it's like, okay, we've all said things that we probably shouldn't have said or done things we shouldn't have done. But at the end of the day, it's a real, real connection there for all of us.
Mm-hmm. So one person who we said who did work for so long, Contessa, she's not coming back for season 10, but she was around for 5 seasons and you two ended season 9 in a difficult place. You had an explosive BravoCon. So I'm curious what your reaction was to her not coming back and where you two stand these days.
My reaction is, I guess I'm kind of neutral because, you know, I'm not going to say I'm glad she's gone, but because we were really, really friends and I get it. You know, I get the whole thing with Contessa and her husband. I probably would have done the same thing. You know, I would have let all the information about my husband go and focus on somebody else so I could save my marriage. That's what I would have done as well. So I have no ill feelings. I wish her the best. And I hope, you know, I hear she's doing some great things. So,
okay, good.
I'm happy for her.
Good. Mm-hmm. One of the new additions is Phaedra, who we all know from Real Housewives of Atlanta, recently Ultimate Girls Trip. You two seem to know each other well. We see in the premiere that you guys have a nice rapport already, probably from over the years. What did you expect her to bring to the show? And what did she end up bringing to the show?
You know, honestly, watching Housewives, I really just saw the clips. So I thought she surprised me because I thought she would have been more bold and more vocal. She was more in that. The people say they don't believe it, but I felt like she was more intimidated by me. You know what I mean?
By you specifically.
That's what I felt like. I'm telling you the truth. I did. And we felt each other out. You know what I mean? I'm waiting for her to, you know, and she brings the laughter. She brings the fun, the funny. And she's different because when she does her mess, she tries to hide her hands. I've never seen anybody do that. We're direct.
Right. Right. So she plays behind the scenes a little bit and then kind of. Right.
That's my thought. I think that I don't know if she thinks she's smarter or that she's used to working with people that can't see her. But we see you, sis. I love her, but we see you.
So you're a savvy bunch. So maybe she has to level up a little bit to keep up. Okay.
Maybe
so does she end up keeping up with you guys, or where do you think we'll net out with Phaedra this year?
Phaedra kept up. I think she made some solid relationships. Some of them she did not make with, but all in all, I think she did an amazing job. I think she did what she came to do. Yeah.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. The other new addition is Letitia, aka Sweet Tea, who is the now wife of Quad's ex-husband, Dr. Greg. You know, I was in the middle of sort of binge watching when I heard that these two were joining the show or coming back to the group. And I was pretty shocked. I mean, it just seems like there were all these different dynamics, and to bring them back into the fold was really interesting to me. What did you make of them rejoining the group and then being so prominent in it, especially because Quad is such a good friend of yours?
I think that it makes great TV. I mean, if you're on Bravo, you know it's a mess. So I think, I'm not mistaken, is that not the first time it's been done on Bravo where you bring back the ex-husband and his new wife?
So I think it is.
It's a mess. That's what it is. It's just a whole mess. But I think Sweet Tea held her own. She's a lot younger, meaning she's 31 years old. So that comes with a whole different mindset. Like, to me, she tell all her business. Like, to me, just hush, little girl. Just be quiet. But, you know, she fares well.
Okay. So is there is mess that results from them being around.
Yeah. Yes.
And specifically for you, Heavenly, though, because again, like you and Quad are so close, does that for you and sort of navigating that whole dynamic with them being in the group now, does that complicate it for you? Is it tough for you to kind of go back, like be loyal to Quad while also giving Sweet Tea a chance?
It was very complicated. I must say that it was very complicated. And I guess you just got to watch. But yeah, it's a mess. It's complicated.
Okay.
Is a great word.
Okay. Okay. And is the broader group, the broader friend group, are they divided between sort of loyalty to Quad and welcoming Sweet Tea into the fold?
I think that everybody else, we all were in unison.
Okay. So there's a group think around it, maybe that everyone's sort of aligned. Okay. Interesting. Okay. And then Dr. Greg specifically, what was it like having him around? Because again, it's been years since we've had him.
You know, Daddy Greg's always been nice to me. Like I say, I don't really speak with the husbands too much. They're really not the show, even though some of them want to be. I feel like it's more on the wife. Right. So Daddy G, for me, is a non-factor. It's always about me.
Okay. Heavenly, one thing I really love about this dynamic and as the seasons have gone on is the deepening of your friendship with Jackie. And I think it's been really kind of cool to see both of you carve out spaces in your own lives for each other. And especially on her side, it seems like she has this really protected space in her life for you, kind of regardless of her longstanding friendship with Simone and that closeness. And regardless of, like, she can be loyal to both of you, it seems. What's it like for you to see Jackie sort of maintain that loyalty to both of you, despite what's going on in the group?
I think that she does her best, but I think it's still a bit of controversy or conflict there in that situation, i.e. you know, me and Simone, we may have our little squabbles or whatever, but yeah, it's a beautiful friendship, an unlikely friendship. However, I think I bring excitement or laughter to Jackie when she just, I ain't gonna say she's stiff, but you know what I mean, when she around me, she can say and do whatever she wants to, and we've developed a great friendship. You know what I mean? Unbreakable.
Yeah, it's really fun to watch, and I agree with you. I think that I would not call Jackie stiff, but I feel like when you, it's just you two, it sort of gives her an excuse to like let her guard down a little bit and just have a little bit more fun.
Yes,
it's such a lovely dynamic, and I just wanted to say that because I think it's one of the more special ones within this group.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, Heavenly, I recently binged the show, and I think one of the wilder aspects of watching 9 seasons of a show in such a condensed amount of time is watching the kids grow up. Like just so quickly, you know, and it's not an over the years thing for me. It's like I watched Alora go from this hilarious little girl to this amazing, beautiful, smart young woman. And to see you in the premiere going prom dress shopping with her was just sort of like, oh my gosh, how did we get here? You know, what's that been like? Because I mean, now she's off to college. We're seeing on the show, she's going off to college. What's that been like? Kind of, I don't know. Kind of, it's a new era for you as a mom.
Absolutely. I would tell you it's bittersweet because now we're officially empty nesters. Our kids are gone. So it's a new chapter of our lives. And to me, it happened just like you would say, it seems like overnight. Just like you watched it in 1 year, it seemed like it flew by in 1 year, you know? And a lot of times, you know, I'm trying to be the strong person and everything, and I never cry, but I cried. Like, my baby's gone. Like, that was probably one of the hardest things for me this year. Letting my daughter, not letting her, but, you know, I guess letting her, allowing her to go because I'm paying, you know, the Florida A&M University. Yeah. I can't be, that's my alma mater. But it's hard.
I think it's hard from both sides, though. You know, I think that must give you comfort to know that it's hard for her to leave the house, too. You know, and you guys have such a great relationship. So
that's my best friend. Like, we used to go everywhere together on Fridays. I kind of get a little bit sad because we used to go shopping, go out to eat after school if she was out of school. It's just different now. That was my best friend. So now I have to find different things to do. You know?
I was going to ask, I mean, you have your hand in so many different buckets, haven't you? How are you kind of filling in some of that time that as an empty nester now you have?
Well, I'm doing Dr. Heavenly University. That's one of the things that's one of my passions. I'm continuing to do great dental, you know, cosmetic dentistry with implants and things like that. And then we still have the beauty supply store. And then, you know, I have to cater to my man. So I stay busy, you know.
I am not doubting that.
So, you know, I keep myself busy with a lot of different things, but I speak to her every day. Multiple times a day. But yeah, that's a definite big change in my life.
You know, Heavenly, over the past couple of seasons, you know, things that you've said on YouTube and on social media have come back to cause drama in the group, whether you intended to or not. Is there anything that you've said on YouTube or social media recently? Is there anything that you're worried about coming back to that be something you have to answer for?
No. I mean, honestly, anything I say on YouTube, I would have said in the green screen. And to me, the YouTube is just an extension of the green screen, saying things that I did not get to say. I think that everybody should do a YouTube. I think that everybody should get, you know, it was one time we used to do a vlog with Bravo, but they stopped that for whatever reason. But I think it's entertaining. I think it promotes the show. And I think that I say my true feelings.
I agree with that. It helps feed what's going on in the show. And that's ultimately a good thing.
It answers some unanswered questions. Mm-hmm. It answers some unanswered questions. Yes.
And it involves the fans, I think, in a really deep way where you just like are having that kind of ongoing discourse with them. So so in your mind, it's sort of like, why isn't everybody else doing this?
Right. Right. And I think Sweet Tea will do it. She said she would. But, you know, a lot of people don't want the backlash, you know, because, you know, when you say different things and you say your mind is more like a lot of times at the end of the season, you're like, OK, good. I don't have to talk about it anymore. But, you know, Twitter and they gonna do what they do. I got my man. So, you know, I'm gonna say what I think.
What makes you able to handle the backlash? What within you sort of kind of gives you that strength or that sort of armor to deal with some of that, which can be difficult too?
I think it's my upbringing. You know, I'm from Miami. They come hard in Miami. We joan all the time. So we kind of numb to it, if you will. And if you watch the show, I grew up in, you know, a different, difficult lifestyle. So this is nothing. Honestly, the little girls, what can they say? I mean, I got my man, I got my career, I got my kids. What can you say? I got my dogs.
Right. You have your beautiful life. Yeah. And it's a free country. You can say what you want to say.
Anything they say about your appearance, you can change. I got my tummy tuck done. Okay. I got my BBL. Okay. I got my teeth. What else you want? I could buy some apparel. What you want?
Exactly. There we go. Heavenly, we're coming up on BravoCon. What are you looking forward to when it comes to BravoCon? Is there anybody new you want to meet? What's top of mind for you?
It's always a sisterhood at BravoCon. I feel like I know the ladies, even though I don't know a lot of them. When you see them at BravoCon, you feel like you know them because they're on the TV and it's just like, hey, how are you? So it's always a great time at BravoCon. We do a lot of press. We do a lot of stuff with Andy. So BravoCon is always a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. All right. So to wind it down, season 10, Married to Medicine. How does this season stack up to years past? How would you kind of overall describe it? I know you can't be too specific about what actually happens, but give me a little taste.
I mean, with the dynamics we have with the new wife and Quad and Phaedra with her, you know, friendships or lack thereof, it's gonna be dynamic. I think this is the single best season we've ever had. And I know people always say that, but I promise you that's what I think.
And that's just because of these new kind of really interesting dynamics that are out there.
Everybody came to work. I think Jackie came out of her shell. She says exactly what the hell she wants to say.
Love it.
Oh, that's different. And, you know, Toya's always that girl, you know.
Always.
I mean, everybody came to work this season. We all came to work.
And last question, again, just circling it back to to Sweet Tea and Quad. Do you think Quad is at peace with having them part of this universe back in this Married to Men universe? Or how, as her friend, sort of how would you, not to speak for her, but what can you say about that?
I think she's at peace in her life. I think she's happy. But her own words was she felt disrespected by us bringing her on. But I think she's living her best life.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that she can get past that.
Greg back. I don't think that. So
I wouldn't expect that. No, I think Quad's moving up. So Dr. Heavenly, thank you so much for your time today. Season 10 of Married to Medicine premieres on November 5th. And we can't wait.
Thank you, Gibson. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on any podcast platform to listen to new episodes, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on YouTube to watch full-length versions of our interviews. We'd also love your support with a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at Gibsonoma on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and keep up with all things Gabbing with Gabe at Gabbing with Gabe on Instagram and TikTok. Gabbing with Gabe is an independent podcast hosted by me, Gibson Johns. It's produced by myself and Riley Dabbs. Graphics are by Rachel Roth, and our cover art photography is by Troy Hallahan. If you want to reach out about guest booking, sponsorship, or advertising opportunities, email us at gabbingwithgib@gmail.com. Thank you again for your support, and see you next time.